not go to sleep in the dark, you would say, is, well, talking about the dark, you would say that they are
afraid of the dark.
Okay. Okay. And you would say that a place like a dark road alongside of a graveyard is very, or like a graveyard itself is very
dark.
Or talking about why people are afraid. If you said, I don't want to go there because that place is
haunted.
Okay. Or scary?
Scary.
Whatever. Okay. Okay. Now, if I were referring to the way things once were, I might say, well, she isn't afraid of the dark now, but she
was as a child.
Okay. Okay. And what about the term, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if somebody was afraid of the dark now, but didn't used to be, you would say, well, she's afraid of the dark now, but she didn't. Oh no, I missed that one. We'll go on. Somebody who leaves their door unlocked at night and leaves a lot of money lying around, you would say that person is mighty
careless.
Okay.
With their belongings.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you might say somebody that there's not something wrong with, but they sometimes behave a little bit strange. You would say, well, that person, there's nothing really wrong with him, but sometimes he just acts kind of
cuckoo.
Okay. What about the word queer? How would you use the word queer?
He's queer thinking. Does things that's queer.
Okay, can queer refer to a person's behavior?
Yeah.
Okay. Has that changed recently?
Maybe more of it, yes.
What did it used to mean?
Well, it used to mean queer is just coming to, I used that term the last 10 or 15 years.
Did you use it at all when you were coming up?
Well, we didn't see that. Now, You read about it then, now you see it happen. There's a difference. And there's a lot of going on now because you're coming out to play.
Oh, I see.
See what I mean?
But it used to be.
It means different things to different people. It's queer, well, you've got a queer way of expressing things, see?
Mm-hmm.
Or you queer sexually, orally, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
See, it refers to oral sex more today than it did before.
Mm-hmm.
Oral sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a straight answer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If somebody is very sure and set in his own ways and never wants to change, I might say to him, well, don't be so
hard-headed.
Okay. Any other terms?
Mulish. Obstinate.
Okay.
Pig-headed.
Okay, fine. Okay, if there's somebody that you can't joke with without his losing his temper.
No sense of humor.
He loses his temper about everything. You'd say, well, I can't even talk to him. He's mighty
impulsive?
Well, talking about somebody who's easily offended, irritable.
And a short fuse.
Okay, but you might say, I can't even joke with him without him losing his temper because he's mighty touchy?
Yeah, touchy.
Any other terms?
He doesn't appreciate a joke.
Okay.
I don't like